is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Friday Night Edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version. Both totally free, freetalklive.com. And know this, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're actually being featured on the front page of the Free State Project website right now.
Are we now? How so?
Yeah. Well, I actually put a little clip of one of our segments from the show earlier this week and submitted it to them because it was all about the Free State Project. I thought it was a nice little five-minute clip about us talking about how the Free State Project is so essential and so important, and they must have agreed because they put it up on their front page of their website, freestateproject.org.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
I am pleased with that. We're in the midst of some emails here, but coming up, we haven't done corrupt cops in a long time on the show. It's been several weeks since we've had a good bout of corrupt cop stories, so I've got some for us tonight.
Okay.
That is on the way. But first, let's go to Mikhail. Mikhail is from Sweden. Says, my name's Mikhail, and then he gives his last name, and I live in Norrtälje, just a few miles north of Stockholm, Sweden. I listen to your show every day via the internet, with one day delay because of time zones, and I really appreciate you broadcasting talk radio with a clear libertarian message. We don't see a lot of that here in socialist Sweden.
No, I bet they don't.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you that if you're serious about spreading the message of freedom in the world and attracting new listeners...
Maybe, we're pretty serious about it.
Yeah. Maybe you should think about talking more about the fundamentals about freedom and really try to explain why you think the way you do. You could, for example, talk about why people have the right to live, property and to liberty. Listening to your show, I find that you seem to take for granted that everybody agrees with you and understands the fundamentals. Thank you for a great show. You really light up my day. Tell Manwich I said hi.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. So he wants us to talk about the fundamentals about freedom. Why do we think the way that we do?
Well, you know, I don't even know.
Why you think the way you do?
I don't know why, that I consider property to be very important.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Life, liberty, property, right up there. And I consider freedom to be important, but I don't know why. I mean, I haven't read any Jonathan Smith.
Nor are you really very oppressed, are you? I mean, you've said before that your life is pretty cushy. I mean, you've got yourself a couple houses and
life's
a wife
good.
And a few cars.
Two wives, yeah.
Two wives?
No, two cars. Yeah. One wife.
Wishful thinking, huh?
Wait, honey, no, really.
The other wife is in Sweden with Mikhail. Yeah. It's interesting. You say you don't know why you feel that way. Well, you would feel pretty crappy if I took your car from you.
Yeah. Well, people, I know that I've heard Proudhon, for instance, a socialist essayist, said that property is theft. Well, because
that's one of the tenets of socialism.
Yes. That, that basically everything belongs to the state in case of socialism, or everyone in the case of communism. So there is a divergence, certainly, in the philosophies of libertarianism and these, because at the very fundamentals of it, they don't really agree about property.
Sure. How could first of all, in regards to that issue, who does property belong to? How could property belong to the state? The state is nothing.
Yeah, the state doesn't exist.
The state is a fictitious creation of people.
Yeah.
Somebody, somewhere, some group of people got together, wrote up a constitution and decided we're going to create the state.
That doesn't really address the issue that Proudhon's saying, is in the fact that there is no property. Property does not exist. It belongs to everyone everywhere. That really is.
Well, Mr. Proudhon, I'd like to have your pants, please. Because those pants belong to me. But if he says the pants belong to him, or he would like to keep them, and I say that I want them, and then three other people come into the situation and decide that they want a pair of those pants, and they want that exact pair of those pants, we then discover that the property doesn't really belong to everybody.
It's ludicrous to me. It's just ludicrous, the idea that property might belong to anyone besides to whom it belongs to.
Right, well, it's simple enough to prove that it doesn't.
If I have a photograph of myself, who does it belong to?
Whoever took the photo? Or whoever possesses it.
Right, whoever possesses it,
right.
Whoever paid for it, whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, it's pretty clear that it doesn't belong to everyone. It's a picture of me.
If you'd like to share it with everyone, if
you can
like
give it away, like you do it, you
scan it online.
Pictures.
You can scan it online, and then everybody has access to it.
Sure.
Then there's no more scarcity. Then it's unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, the internet and the digital age is sort of changing what we used to know of as property
or intellectual property. At least.
Intellectual property, but nonetheless, I think it's simple to prove that property clearly doesn't belong to everyone. But why we feel the way we do? Well, why do I think the way I do? You know, gosh, I guess the best way to explain that would be to simply trace my path towards liberty. I mean, when I was a teenager, I think I probably smoked marijuana for the first time when I was 16, and that kind of revealed to me that, wait, this isn't as bad as they said it was. Well, this isn't really that bad. What else have they lied to me about? And that was kind of the one of those things that sparked me into just questioning more things. I've been lied to about one thing from the government. It sure is possible I've been lied to about more than one thing. And then I did the research, and then I found out that, yeah, they lie about just about everything that comes out of their mouth. And that government's a coercive, terrible organization. Government operates in a way that no one in the marketplace operates, except for a common thug. In fact, the government is simply nothing more than a group of thugs enforcing their way on other people. Think about it for a moment.
The only thing the government is force.
Yeah.
It really is, just force. Because all it boils down to is making someone do something you want them to do.
Or forcing them to not do something you don't want them to do.
That's the other thing. Well, I would say that, yeah, I guess that's essentially the same thing.
Right.
And, you know, and that's it. That's all that it is. Mm-hmm. And if they don't obey, that's when the force comes in.
And some people...
Most people do.
And some people will say, what are you talking about? They're not going to force you to do... Well, yeah, they will.
Yes,
First they'll send the letters, and they'll send you the warnings, and they'll send you the paperwork to mm-hmm. warn you that you're in violation of whatever it is you're violating. And if you continue to violate, eventually, it might not be 3 months, it might be 3 years, or 30 years before they... 30 years is a little on the long side, but it might be a decade before they come after you.
Yeah,
but they will come after you.
Decade's a little long, too, but they could be after. It could be a couple few years.
I've seen it. I've seen it be a decade before. Mm-hmm. Around here, there was a guy with a forest for a yard. It's just been letting it grow for a decade.
Oh, yeah, they did that.
They just waited.
Yeah, they would wait.
Right.
You know, they've got nothing to worry about.
When you start looking into it, when you start examining the premises that have been built up around you, the boxes that we all live in, that we've kind of just been happy in. I mean, as we pointed out, we're comfy in these boxes. They're nice little boxes.
Life's good for me.
Television, air conditioning, grocery stores, cars. I mean, we have so many luxury items, we tend to forget about all of the other important things going on in the world. And those important things are what the government is doing to you. They're screwing you.
Well,
day in and day out.
The thing is the box gets smaller and smaller every year. And I know that, first off, I think that the money that they take away from me as far as taxes go is way too high. They wouldn't have a libertarian on their hands if they had taxed me less.
If it was only 25%.
Something like that.
Right.
Some little amount. But the fact is that the average American gets 50%, and a middle-class person gets 45% of their income taken in taxes.
But you all know that because you paid attention.
Because
you've done the research. Most Americans, while they're angry when they get their paycheck, while they might get angry for a moment that there's $100 or $200 taken out in taxes, they get over it because they got a paycheck, and they're going to go spend it or
right.
save it or whatever.
But when they do spend it is when the real pain comes. Now, let's not forget property taxes, of which I just had to write a check yesterday. It was $5,000 because I have two properties. And then that gets taken out of my income. There's a percentage of my income that's gone.
That's significant.
When I buy something, there's 7% in this particular state that's gone away. Plus, I have to pay all the taxes of all of the corporation from which I buy, because otherwise they wouldn't be in business. They have to make a profit.
Right.
They're an imaginary entity, you know?
So the fundamentals, I think about, I mean, as far as getting to the pro-freedom perspective, I think first you have to get angry. I think first you have to stumble across the fact that you've been lied to or the fact that you're being stolen from. Then you find out what principle is all about. We'll talk about that coming up next. Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? That's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes, 800-259-5791. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. If you want to know what's going on with the show, you want to be the first to be clued in to any news about Free Talk Live, the updates list is what you need to be on. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and sign up. It's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the fundamentals. We had a gentleman from Sweden write in, and he says, well, you guys are always kind of presuming that everyone agrees with you. You're presuming that everybody has traveled along the path of liberty as you have, and that we're all the same level at this in this happy little liberty club that we have here. And that's not true, and I don't think that we presume that. Although, to be fair to what he's saying, we do tend to, I guess, focus on the more principled issues of liberty here on the show, And the purpose of that is to draw people that already kind of have that same feeling inside them, the feeling that something's wrong with the world.
And then we ask for people who disagree with the war on drugs to call.
Yes, that's true. Something is wrong with the world. And I think what the process is, I mean, we were talking about our personal steps to liberty, our steps down this path of freedom.
I don't think a lot of people come to it from the point of view, personally, liberty, the liberty movement. I don't think people come to the liberty movement because of the principles. I think they come because of an issue.
That's right.
Or two. And mine is taxes.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It is
a huge draw to the liberty movement because it's
and
obvious.
And I realize that it's armed robbery perpetrated by the government.
Right. Well, it's obvious that something's wrong with taxes. There's someone out there taking your money, and you never really got to say whether or not you wanted to give it to them. Now, it doesn't necessarily appear...
Or what it is that they use it for. You don't even... I mean, I guess you get a vote, but this whole pooling of the money thing, and then the majority of the voters gets to decide where it goes, and then the bureaucrats kind of screw up what the voters decided, and of course there's the politicians tossed in the mix and their little lobbyist deals.
Mm-hmm. I think what happens is the path to liberty is it starts with discovery. You stumble onto something typically, or you come to an epiphany. You realize that hey, wait a minute. Those taxes, I never really did say I wanted those to be taken out of my check. Why are they being taken out of my check?
Yeah.
Or somebody comes along and reveals something that's just earth-shattering to you, or you like I did, smoked marijuana and realized that you've been lied to. There's some sort of accidental, typically, discovery that you come across that sort of pulls back just a little bit of the wallpaper that the government has sort of put up around this box that you're living in. And so once you discover that, and if your mind's open enough to that discovery, you'll then start asking yourself, well, what else am I missing out on here? What else is going on behind the scenes here that I'm not aware of? And that's when you start to get angry as you start discovering more and more things. At least I did. The more I find out about what this government does and how terrible it is, the angrier I get.
I don't see how you can't be angry when you think about the force that's used on you every day.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, I mean, if you sent a person to work and you took all their money and you provided for them, they would be a slave.
Yes, they would.
Well, if you take half of their money when they go to work, they're half a slave. I'm half a slave.
And to me, being half a slave, still being a slave all the way. If you're a part slave and you haven't consented to be a slave, if you haven't told them, go ahead, take my money from me, then you are a slave. It's involuntary.
Well,
what you're doing.
I don't entirely agree with that, because if I did, I would act differently.
Whether
in my
it's
life.
1% involuntary or 100% involuntary, it's still something you did not consent to. With that principle, that's what you discover next. So you get angry. You stumble across something that angers you. You get even more angry, and then you hopefully will decide to look into this whole liberty thing. Hopefully there'll be somebody nearby that has some principles, somebody that's been in this business, if you will, for a longer period, and have
hopefully,
a little more information.
Because there sure isn't a lot. Libertarian stuff is not being talked about.
Yeah, you wouldn't know where to go. I mean, you wouldn't really know which direction to turn to. That's why so many people come across this show, for instance, or come across other libertarian movements, just literally stumbling across them, perhaps at a county fair, coming across a libertarian booth, and they say, oh my God, there are people in the world that feel the way that I do? We get that response a lot from our listeners.
That's from the libertarians, but the show, we were at one point we were just using like Google AdWords to advertise the show, liberty, freedom, mm-hmm. Things like that, libertarian. Well, people that would know to use words like liberty and freedom would be already at least familiar with the freedom movement,
right?
The patriot movement. Well, on the other hand, people that are still looking, just looking for their first issue, now we've started doing things like San Francisco gun ban as Google AdWords.
Right.
Now that, people could say, oh, yeah, guns, that makes sense.
Right.
If you have guns, you're protected, and the government, they can get started into the process.
And that way they can come straight to Free Talk Live from being curious, and then all of a sudden just get thrown onto this roller coaster that we have.
Of course, we don't have the money to do the Google AdWords ourselves, so we use the amplifier money.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. So you come across, hopefully you manage to find yourself some sort of literature or somebody to talk to about the whole liberty thing, and that's when you discover that there is a principle to attain.
Right.
Here.
And the principle is pretty easy.
Gosh, it's
your
simple.
Your mom taught you not to steal.
Right.
Really. So how come it's okay
and
for the government?
And she also taught you to make somebody right. If you harm somebody else, if you break the neighbor's window with your baseball, you have to go and you have to mow his lawn a few times and make good. That's something else that you get taught. is to treat other people as you want to be treated. So you hopefully will come across the principle that basically says you don't believe in harming other people, that you just want to live your life as you want to so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And the way that translates, I like the way the Libertarian Party translates it. When, for instance, when you join the Libertarian Party, you actually have to sign off on this. And for me, this was pretty powerful. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the Libertarian Party and everything they do, but I do like the fact that they do have a principle back in their party.
Well, they're certainly better than the rest of the parties.
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely, hands down, the best political party. And their principle says, I do not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Now, what's that mean, Manwich?
It means that you don't want the government forcing people to do things.
That's right. If you want to see people behave in a certain way, you don't support pointing guns at them to do it. If you don't want to see people getting abortions, you don't point guns at them in order to stop them from it. You have to persuade. That's what libertarianism is all about. It's all about getting people to choose on their own. It's about you going and talking one-on-one and telling them how you feel about something and hoping that they come your direction.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, respecting their choice and respecting their decision to not agree with you and moving on with your life instead of passing a law.
Well, and another... that's the truth. About liberty, I'd like to say that it takes people a little time to... unhitch. The older they are, the more time it takes them to unhitch from their thoughts about how the world is or should be, that kind of thing. I mean, if you would have just said, you know, when you and I talked the first time about freedom, and I disagreed on some issues, and you would have just written me off as just another statist.
Mm-hmm.
He's just another statist. He's a socialist. He'll never change.
No hope. Right.
Right. If you would have done that, then I wouldn't have seen the progression that I've seen. Now, it's been years
mm-hmm.
and years, and I, you know, some things I agree
You're
with.
You're still not totally principled.
No, I don't believe that I ever will be. I'm trying not to be.
See, here's how it worked for me, man. Which when I first signed that statement of principle, I thought to myself, okay, I'm signing my name to a principle right now. It doesn't matter how I personally feel about an issue. I've agreed to be principled. So I came across my first issue where I wasn't too sure about the liberty perspective on it. And that was actually immigration, believe it or not. And I basically told myself, I have to be principled, and I have to research this and find out how liberty will make this work. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. How did you find liberty?
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L, lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D, defrost the windows and warm the interior. But after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything that's on your mind goes if you make the call. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives there. Last 7 months worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in required, no membership fee, none of that stuff. You just go and get them. They're right there at freetalklive.com. So we're responding to an email still from Sweden. And it's from a gentleman who appreciates the fact that we're real libertarians and we've got our own radio show, and that's great. But he says, well, what about the people that are new? What about the newbies? I mean, why don't you guys reset a little bit here and talk about the fundamentals of freedom and the fundamentals of liberty and how it is that, you know, you got to where you are from whence you came. And basically, I've kind of broken it down here as we've been going through the conversation to some distinct stages that I think most people, and you could be different, and we would love to hear the path that you took, how you discovered that liberty is where it's at for you, 800-259-5791. But I think discovery is the first part of it, where you just stumble across something that just shocks your system. You just come across the realization that things are not as they have seemed.
Mm-hmm.
Something is amiss, and you're not quite sure what it all is, but you know that there's one thing that the government has lied to you about, and you go and you might do a little bit more research, you get more and more angry, and that's when you discover there's a principle behind all of this. There's a principle to adhere to, and that is that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. You think that things should be done on a voluntary basis. That if you want to convince someone to quit smoking cigarettes, you should just convince them and not point a weapon in their face and say, hey, Manwich, it's for your own good. All right? Look, I'm pointing this gun at you because it's going to be good for you in the long run. Trust me.
Well, let's try to look at this for a second. And generally, it seems to me that the cigarette bans go more about employee health in the workplace. Mm-hmm. It seems to be that's the direction they take. Or,
sure.
You know, children's
health.
Because
they don't feel confident enough to just ban them outright.
Right. Well, they wouldn't do that. This isn't really, no. You know, this is a country of freedom. You
it has
should
to
be able
baby
smoke
steps.
A few.
It has to be baby
absolutely.
Steps.
So what they generally do is focus on it from that direction. But what happens if I own a restaurant and I say, no, I don't care how many people say that I can't have smokers in my restaurant.
You don't care if it's 70%?
I don't care how many.
70% said that you can't do it.
I don't care how many it is. It's my restaurant. They're not paying the mortgage. I'm paying the mortgage. It's my restaurant.
But what about your employees?
You know, they can leave anytime they want. I'm not holding them there.
70% of your employees voted against the ban.
I pay them every day to come here. They don't have to if they don't want to. It's my job, not theirs. Do you understand? I give them the job, and I pay them to do it. That mm-hmm. makes it my job. So, you know, if I decide I'm not going to allow, I am going to allow smoking in my restaurant, and I decide to allow people to smoke in the restaurant, some government bureaucrat's going to come along and give me a little citation.
Mm-hmm. $250, first offense.
And I'm going to say, my restaurant, I'm not paying it. So then they're going to say, there's more offenses here, more bills, and then you haven't paid your last bill, and you're going to get more and more pieces of paper. It's going to compound. And then pretty soon, they're going to say, you've got to pay.
Or come to court.
You've got to come to court. And then some judge is going to say, and I'm going to go in front of the judge, and I'm going to say, Your Honor, I don't care what the voters have said. The voters don't own my restaurant.
Instead of Your Honor.
I don't think that's a good
low
way.
Life.
I don't think that's a good way to win.
All right. You wouldn't win anyway.
No, I wouldn't. Your Honor, the voters don't pay my mortgage. It's my restaurant. And if I want people to smoke in it, I'm going to damned well do it. Thank you very much,
just
sir.
Just like it's his courtroom.
And he's going to say, guilty as charged. Clunk, you're responsible for paying $10,000 to the government because the voters said that there was no smoking for employees' health. And that's why you should pay $10,000 to the government. Not to your employees or anything like that.
Or maybe he'll say, see you later, you're going to jail because you haven't paid and you are in arrears. And then all the voters get the pleasure of keeping you in jail at a cost of $50,000 per year.
Well, the fact is, it's unlikely in my mind that you would go directly to jail. But
depends on how long
this,
you hadn't been paying.
Lien, and then they would want you to pay this.
Right.
And if I say, no, I'm not paying it, and then they try to take my restaurant away from me. Mm-hmm. At some point or another, an armed man's going to come, or armed men are going to come
and
take my restaurant.
Off your property.
And they're going to try to throw me off, and I'm going to say, no, this is mine, I own it, and I have a gun, and I'm going to enforce my ownership of it.
Yeah.
That's when I die.
That's right, because there's more of them than there are of you.
I died because I wanted people to be able to smoke in my restaurant that I pay the mortgage on.
And because you believed in it enough to follow
it
through.
Because I believe my property is mine. If I just believe that, I'm going to die.
That's
because we live in a socialist country. People say freedom. Does that sound like freedom to you?
Nope.
Show me the freedom.
Show me the freedom! 800-259-5791.
So, Quan, baby.
So what I was going to say, the final step, once you discover the principle, you discover the principle that things should be done on a voluntary basis. If you agree with that, then the change is totally on you. You have to totally change yourself and the way you think about every single issue. When an issue comes across to you and you feel emotional about it, like, I don't know, statutory rape. Oh, those guys are taking advantage of those young teenage girls those 16-year-old girls are taking advantage of them. They should be locked away. Well, then you have to remember, wait a minute, I am a principled individual, and I should allow people to consent to one another and do as they choose with one another.
That doesn't, that doesn't exactly work because of the, the childhood issue. In that case, it's parents' consent have to come into play, too.
Well, that's where we disagree, man. Once you think that teenagers can't consent to things, and I think that they can. Let's pick a better issue then, one that we won't disagree on. We'll go back to smoking rights. Let's say you feel emotional that smoking can hurt people, and you really want to support this ban on smoking.
It's bad for families.
Wait, remember the property rights issue. Remember what Manwich just said. Remember that you said you would be principled and support voluntary order instead of governmental chaos. And therefore, you have to align yourself with that principle every single time, even though it doesn't necessarily feel right. Now, if you don't feel right about it, go and do the research, because it's out there. I mean, you can find out the information like I did. When I was a new libertarian, and I took the world's smallest political quiz for the first time, I did not score 100-100. And the one that I missed, if you will, was the immigration one. I wasn't too sure about letting those immigrants over the borders. And I told myself, you know what, if I want to be a true libertarian, I have to answer that people should be able to cross the borders. Now, that led me to go and do the research to find out why it is that people should be able to cross borders freely. Well, it's a simple freedom issue. You're either free to come and go as you choose, or you're not. You know, the freedom to travel is something that you should have in a free country. And of course, there's more details to it, and we've talked about it time and time again. We won't rehash it here. But basically, the fact that I wanted to be principled helped me go out and discover the answers to those sticky issues that I had that I wasn't too sure about.
I'll tell you another cool thing about principled libertarianism, and I'm not saying that I am a principled libertarian.
You're close. You're darn. I'd say you're 98%.
I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, principled libertarianism.
Well, then take that as a compliment.
You get to win just about every political argument.
That's true.
Because you have an answer for everything.
You have an answer for issues you've never heard of before.
Yeah, and it's true. And I watched Ian deal on a nightly basis, maybe not nightly, it used to be much more often than it is now, but questions he'd never even heard before. And he had a freedom answer. And it's kind of nice, when you're dealing with these political conversations.
Well, that's why we can do this show the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Free Talk Live operates in such a different manner than the rest of the talk shows out there, because those other guys are scared S-less of certain topics.
Yeah.
Those other talk show hosts don't want to touch them. They don't want to touch there's a handful of issues that are like hot irons for them, and they won't go near them. It's because they can't handle it. They're not principled. We are. And that's why we can take any call at 800-259-5791. And this is your show. Still looking for your path to liberty. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's your show, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You know, Manwich, it's, of course, the Friday night edition, and everybody's always out. Friday nights, historically, are the worst night for getting phone calls. Beyond the fact that we're not exactly loaded with affiliates on our weekday show. But this would be a great topic, I think, for a year down the road when we've got 10 or 12 affiliates at nighttime. And we can ask people, you know, what was your path to liberty? Because it's been a great conversation on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com with over 68,000 posts and over 1,000 people interacting. That was a thread that took off, people just kind of recounting their personal journey. And it was really neat. So if you want to explore that, you can go to freetalklive.com. We're talking about liberty and the fundamentals of it because of an email that we received from Sweden, basically requesting that we kind of stop down for a moment. Instead of just talking about the issues, talk about freedom in general and liberty and how we came across it. And I think the final step, once you've figured out that you need to be principled, that government is not the answer, that's kind of another way to word the libertarian principle. There's a few different ways to word it. Mm-hmm. There's you don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. It's a little complex. The other way of saying that is you support voluntary solutions to problems.
Mm-hmm.
Voluntary, meaning everybody that's participating is doing it on their own. They've chosen to participate, not being forced to at gunpoint, which is what the government does.
Doesn't that sound nice? I mean, doesn't it sound nice to let people volunteer?
Right. And if they don't want to participate, You have to respect that and try to convince someone else to participate. So that's the other way to describe it. And then once you've discovered that principle, then the dedication comes in. You have to dedicate yourself to applying that principle to all of the issues you come across. You have to keep being a pro-volunteerism. You cannot support the state in any way. Now, you still support them here and there, man, which, you know, it's a path for everybody.
I'm just looking for a constitutional government. That's what I'm looking for.
That's, you know, we can live with that. We can go from there. And then finally, the other thing you should consider, because there's a lot of libertarians that listen to this show, but the other thing you should consider is being an active one. Because it's one thing to have principles, and it's one thing to understand liberty, but it's a whole other thing to share it with someone else, to share it with your friends and your family members. There's obviously going to be some resistance. A lot of people are going to resist the message. What? You want to end public schools? No, we want to just get the government out of it. I'd love to have public schools, just like I like Burger King and McDonald's. They're great public restaurants that you can go into. There's plenty of public places. 7-Eleven's a public place, but it's owned by private people.
Well, public is one of these funny words that has been sort of bastardized. Just because everybody can walk in doesn't really mean that it's public necessarily.
It's public, open to the public.
Right, open to the public. But public sort of means communal now.
That's true.
Communal ownership. And whereas I guess everybody supposedly, which is ridiculous, that I own the schools here in my county, because I don't. If I could go, I can't even walk on the campus, I don't think. I don't think they let adults that have no kids on the campus.
Not just
you're dangerous,
hours.
Darn it.
Right.
You're dangerous.
Yeah.
You could be there to molest somebody.
Sure.
So I might pay for the thing to run, but I can't go there.
You have no operating rights at all. So
it's not public.
Right. So you have to, be dedicated to not only just dedicated to the principle on your own, but also I think you need to be dedicated to spreading the message. Because if you really want to be free, and if you really want to have a shot at liberty in your lifetime, it's critical. It's critical that you share this with other people. And that's what we do here on Free Talk Live 6 nights a week, because there's always somebody new tuning in. There's always a newbie tuning in to Free Talk Live and coming across the message of freedom and liberty for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure that when you share this message with other people, that you're a good messenger, that you're not one of these. I love the Advocates for Self-Government. They have this great. The Advocates for Self-Government is a libertarian organization dedicated to communication. They're dedicated to improving libertarians' ability to communicate liberty to others, which I think is a wonderful goal. And they have a newsletter that comes out, well, I think it's like 4 times a year. And in there they have the article by, there are different articles by different libertarian luminaries like Harry Brown and Dr. Mary Ruard, people like that. And then there's one named Craig Cradswell. And it's kind of a jokey article. He's not a real person, but he's kind of the he embodies all of the bad libertarians out there, all of the ones that are just miserable at communicating liberty, that are just out there. You know, they've got a pet issue that they want to push, and they just push their idealism on other people without giving the new people room to breathe. And it's just so funny, the writing style. It's just basically the last person you would ever want representing liberty. Imagining having this person at an outreach booth for liberty, somebody at a, like, for instance, somebody working at a county fair doing outreach for the Libertarian Party, and instead of asking people questions about how they feel about the government and asking people questions, which is how you control a conversation, a bad libertarian communicator will just start saying, well, did you know that the government is really big and it's really out of control, and they're taking your money and just spewing out facts all over people and just spewing information on people and not even giving them a chance to tell them how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad communication. So there's some real things that you could learn as far as how you can communicate liberty to other people. And I think that's the final step in the whole process, is to getting out there, telling other people about it, and doing it in the right fashion. Not puking on somebody. Not just telling them all of your beliefs within one-hour setting. Give them a little taste. Give them a little taste. It's a sales process. Believe it or not, man, which we actually have to sell liberty to Americans today. Just like you have to sell them an Oric vacuum cleaner, just like you have to sell them anything else in life, you have to sell them on the idea that they should be free. It's sad that we have to sell people on it, but that's how it is. And in order to sell people on things, you have to use sales techniques, and you have to be creative, and you have to be careful, and you can't just puke on people. You know what I mean when I say puke on people?
Just put a bunch of information in front of them that they can't digest.
Yeah, I'm not going to sell a vacuum cleaner if I'm going door to door by telling them about how great the benefits of the vacuum cleaner are. I'm going to sell the vacuum cleaner by asking that person if they need something cleaned up, and then showing them that my product is going to do what they want it to, that Liberty will do what they want it to.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free. If you want to take control of the show, now's the time to do it. Only moments remain at the end here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, archives, live streaming, and more. All of it's free. It will continue to be free because that's the way I think a good talk show website should be. There doesn't need to be membership fees. You should just get stuff for free. But if you want to support us on a voluntary basis, hey, that's kind of
voluntary.
In theme with the hour, huh?
That's how we do it.
If you want to support us on a voluntary basis for $3 a month, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, that means that we're going to take your $3 a month right in and turn it right back out into advertising for the show. Does not go to Manwich's paycheck. In fact, you don't even get a paycheck, Manwich.
No.
Nor do I. All the money's going right back out into advertising to promote Free Talk Live to more radio stations. To promote Free Talk Live to more internet listeners, we're doing internet advertising as well with the AMP money. In fact, you can even see where we're spending the money. We put all that detail at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's some perks along the way. The amplifiers are going to be receiving every $25 we get in. We post a fresh classic archive. We're reposting the very first season of Free Talk Live for the amplifiers only. And you can get them if you pony up $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. The long run, we got some really lofty goals, man. Which we want to reduce the amount of commercial time on the show by 25%.
Yeah.
That's serious. If we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of the show. In fact, just to prove that we're serious, when we reach 50% of our goal, we'll cut two of those minutes right then. So, amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. We've had people doing it all week long. We're up to 125 amplifiers. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Scott in North Carolina. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Good show tonight, guys. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you.
My question is, this is my second time calling the show. I called probably about a year ago, maybe less than that. And I was the guy that called in and emailed y'all the link to the video of the Pentagon plane crash.
Okay.
Yeah. And tonight I was calling. I don't know if y'all have ever discussed or had a caller call in to talk about the Operations Northwood document.
I think we've heard something about it. Can you recap it in about 20 seconds?
Yeah, from the 60s, it's a document that the government back then planned to hijack airplanes, do sniper attacks, and blow up ships and all that, and then blame it on the Cubans.
Right, it was during the Kennedy administration.
Yeah, and Kennedy wouldn't sign off on it.
It's interesting stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just more evidence that the government's plotting and doing terrible things behind the scenes and just generally lies to people. No doubt about it.
Okay, I didn't know if y'all had ever heard of that, because I know sometimes y'all are like, well, why would the government want to, you know, do any of this stuff, y'all? And, the document's there if y'all wanted to read it.
I totally believe it. I mean, the reason we don't delve into stuff like that is because it really, you know, it doesn't have any bearing on what's happening today. It's evidence that there's malfeasance. It's evidence that the government is terrible. But that evidence is all around us.
And people can agree or not agree with it, you know? We want to put forth things that people can agree with.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Anything else on your mind tonight, Scott?
Nope, that was all.
Thanks for listening, man. We'll talk to you soon. 800-259-5791. You know, I promised a corrupt cop story, and I think I'm going to sneak one in here.
Go ahead.
Tucson, Monahan. Actually, let's do Monticello, Mississippi. Former Lincoln County Sheriff's Department Auxiliary Deputy was sentenced November 10th to a year of house arrest for stealing a Monticello Police Department drug dog. This is a little unusual, yeah. And shipping it to Arizona to be sold, pleaded guilty 2 days later to making away with Oren the drug dog.
Or Oren.
They finally did recover Oren, and he wanted to sell it off to some kennel somewhere, and he's got a 4-year suspended prison sentence and a $1,000 fine. But I've got the bad corrupt cop stories coming up tomorrow night. We'll be here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking for a